Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Shannon is gone.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
She is. Shannon, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
You.
So it's one of those interesting broadcast moments, and I hate to get too insider baseball on this, but you do Fox News Sunday, and also happening on Sunday is the Charlie Kirk funeral. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are going to be watching that. How does that influence your programming decisions on a day like that when there's a big breaking giant story going on at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously going to program to that end to be talking about still all the unanswered questions and what's going on in the investigation. And really looking to what Charlie has created, what sparked, what's moving forward with Turning Point and where that goes. I mean, there are very few scenarios in which you can imagine a young man like that having a memorial service that draws the president, the vice president, you know, leaders from all over different industries and politics to come speak. But I think for people who weren't as familiar with Charlie and are now learning about him in the last week, they're really kind of amazed at the reach of this guy who accomplished so much in just such a young life.
Shannon, you're a great legal mind. I'd love to get your take on the FCC's role in trying to dial back some of the temperature and the dialogue and some of the hateful speech that comes out of, at times, both sides. Is there a role for the FCC, for broadcasters, do you think, to try to lower that temperature and try to make stations be a little more accountable to what they're saying? I mean, Jimmy Kimmel being the most recent mm-hmm. example. But, you know, is there a fine line between free speech and being tasteless, you know, or being, you know,
right.
bad judgment? It's a tough call, isn't it?
It is a very tough question. You bring up so many good points, and there's a lot of backlash from people who say, if we're going to be about free speech, you can't use the government as a heavy hand on speech that you don't like.
Right.
Now, what the FCC is saying is that they have an interest in making sure that broadcast licenses, that networks are reaching a broad, diversified audience. And the argument I'm hearing this morning, you know, is saying Kimmel and others have tailored to a very narrow audience. And so the FCC argument is like, well, you're not serving the community or the broader community or the broader national conversation. So I'll be really interested to see how this plays out, because there are plenty of people on the right who are very much, you know, free speech advocates and have been for decades. And I think anytime there is something as tragic and heinous as, you know, a public assassination, you know, we may have to watch where the pendulum swings. And I think things will settle eventually where they are. But, you know, if you start fighting these things in the courts, the Supreme Court is very, very supportive of unpopular speech under the First Amendment. I think about the Westboro Baptist Church, where, you know, they won a case 8-1. So, you know, it's not comfortable speech that needs to be protected. It's uncomfortable speech that needs to be protected.
I think, too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with like the community standards that we run into and a lot of local broadcasters and radio, there's certain words that would get you a fine mm-hmm. and there's certain words that wouldn't get you a fine, but the station would not allow you to use that type of language. So when you talk about these individual companies, these TV companies that own these ABC affiliates in local markets saying we're not going to air this. It's because it clashes with their own community standards. Maybe a wake up call for some of these networks to realize the people that they're broadcasting to is a lot broader than what they think it is. And maybe what they are saying needs to be taken into better consideration.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, because when you look at what some of these statements have been from some of these folks that would carry his show, it is saying we got to serve our local communities. I mean, that's our interest as a station group or what we do. I mean, we're thinking about the people who live there, who work there, what their ideology is and what they want to hear. And again, I think it gets back to that FCC argument. Are you not serving the broader community? Because, listen, station groups have to think about, they're going to have a different, audience in Birmingham, Alabama than they are in New York City. And that's in their purview to decide what serves their customers.
You know, then in, I think it was 2012, maybe even 2014, when Obama rolled back the Smith-Mundt Act a bit and kind of loosened the reins on and accountability to news outlets saying the truth. Do you think there's any chance that would get revisited and to start holding news organizations to being more truthful and honest in their reporting?
Well, and I think you guys probably see this every day, as I do as somebody in the business, is that you can't even get people to agree on what the truth is. I mean, that's the troubling, difficult thing, is that we in the news business want to be about providing you facts. That's our commitment. We have a huge responsibility with what we do. But when you have people out there who will say my truth, your truth, it makes it really difficult, because then who polices that? Who decides whether news stations are reporting things in a quote unquote truthful manner? I mean, it's just become such a really difficult conversation to have over the last few decades. And really in more recent years, where people will say, I'm old school. Let's stick to the who, where, when, what, why, you know, the facts of a situation. But so many people that are so-called journalists have bled over into advocacy. And I think if you're going to do that, that's fine. Identify yourself as an opinion columnist or opinion commentator. But you can't, bleed into advocacy if you're going to stay true to journalism.
Yep. Right. Well, Shannon, I think you're going to have a lot of new viewers this weekend, people that are going to be introduced to Fox News Sunday because of what is going on. Thank you so much, Shannon Bream, for joining us, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.